How much are you looking forward to Thursday?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Obviously, Alpinista, you know, her form has been faultless over the last 24 months, and she's been perfectly handled for Spicer Mark, so I'm excited.
Just talk us through the decision making, only to the extent that obviously people are talking about the arc, and so you had to have a run somewhere, and you've come down on the Darley Yorkshire Oaks out of a number of options, haven't you?
Yeah, well, there are two options really, were the Vermeil in France and the Yorkshire Oaks, and she was second in it a couple of years ago, so we were keen to, you know, try and make amends.
Mr. Mark joking about the horse improving with age like a good wine, but I mean, she's in the form of her life, isn't she?
She is, and it's very typical of Miss Rowson's family. You know, her grandam didn't win a Group 1 till she was 5, so we're very hopeful that she's a better filly this year.
It's going to be this is a proper group. There are never easy Group 1s, but as Group 1s go, she's probably going to have to produce a career best, isn't she, against the 3-year-olds if they all turn up?
Yeah, like I say, it's a very deep race, but the race in Saint Cloud featured the likes of Hurricane Lane, etc., so, you know, it looks a very warm race, and I have plenty of respect for the opposition.
But also York, it's a fair track, that great long straight. You're not going to have too many traffic worries, are you? Things like that, which can, you know, make or break. The best horse on the day should win it.
Yeah, exactly. And she's a filly that she's a strong galloping filly, which you know, the nature of the Knaves Marsh should really suit her.
How excited are you, Luke? Because this is probably potentially going to be the best few months of your riding career, isn't it?
Yeah, like I say, it's very exciting to be involved with a filly like her, so fingers crossed everything goes to plan and, you know, we see her show her true colours.
I don't think the word smoke signals is appropriate, but the message is coming out of Heath House, positive and as you want all the days to go.
Yeah, I had a sat on her a couple of days ago and she seemed in great order, so we're very hopeful.
And but obviously for you, it's a big week, isn't it? Because, I mean, you're going for that, but there are all sorts of other rides coming up. For any jockey, this York Ebor Festival is a big week, isn't it?
Yeah, like I say, the Ebor Festival is a massive part of the calendar for all trainers, owners and jockeys. So, you know, very excited to be there with a filly of a lively chance.
Do you want pace? Is there a slight worry that there isn't any? I mean, is that something... All right, as we talk, you don't have the final feel, but is there a slight worry where the pace might come from?
She's a filly that's made the run in the past, so we're tactically very versatile. We can hold her up last, we can make the run in. We'll just ride her accordingly to how we feel this fits best.
And win it would be one of the best days of Luke Morris's riding career, yes?
Yeah, well, I was very lucky to win a non-four, but, you know, the Ebor Festival a few years back, so...
Remind Frankie, will you?
So it'd be right up there with that.